All right, I'm excited to share with you a message that was birthed out of a conference a couple months ago. But how many know that God speaks to us? How many know that God speaks to us? How many know that God wants to speak to us? And how many believe that God wants to speak directly to you? He wants to speak directly to you. Well, this message today is called Listening to the Holy Spirit. And as I said, this was birthed out of a conference a couple weeks ago. I was speaking to a gentleman that him and his wife for 30 years ministered in Morocco. How many know where Morocco is? Right in the northern part of Africa. Well, if you remember the movie Casablanca with Humphrey Bogart, that is in Morocco. Still there today. And anyway, he had shared this story. Him and his wife were there for 30 years, and it's kind of he said, "Boy, God really has a sense of humor." I did a marketing and advertising degree in college, and God used that. I was a travel agency director, little knowing that I was bringing Christians in the country all the time, because you can't just go there as a missionary, right, Lynn? You can't go into a lot of these countries as a missionary. You have to kind of come under the radar screen and then, you know, minister that way. But anyway, as a career missionary there, he had shared this story about a gentleman, an old seasoned missionary, and he talked about that one of the greatest tools that any missionary has is the person of the Holy Spirit. That's one of their greatest tools. You cannot do missions without the person of the Holy Spirit. And the more that you are connected with him, the greater will be the fruit that you bear. In fact, Jesus even said that whenever you're arrested and brought to trial, don't worry beforehand what you're going to say, but you'll be given the words at the time by who? The Holy Spirit. He will give you the words. God desires to speak to us. But how many know that it's possible to hear but not hear? Now, wives, don't all every wife be shooting up your arm like this. But how many know that it's possible to hear and not hear? There is a chasm difference between that. I'm just going to briefly explain. Isaiah said, God spoke through Isaiah, and he says, "I called, but you did not answer. I spoke, but you did not listen." And isn't this interesting in the Gospels? Jesus said, I looked it up 7 times. He said, "He who has an ear to hear, let him hear." Why did Jesus say that? Think about that. Why did he say that? And this is really interesting. If you go to the very last book, the book of Revelation, after every letter to the churches in Revelation 2 and 3, Jesus says, "He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Friends, I'm on a track with you that I want to hear the Holy Spirit more and more and more. And that's called on-the-job training. The Lord wants us to hear the Holy Spirit just like Jesus had to learn, right? Jesus came in as a blank CD. He had to learn everything, and we learn the same way. Jesus didn't cheat the system. He learned just like we have to learn. And just like, where's Chris? Back there. Just like, and I see Chris at the gym, I go there to build muscle. It's kind of a similar, is learning to hear the Holy Spirit is on-the-job training. Because you know what? It's no accident. Nowhere do you see in the Bible where God calls us adults. He doesn't call us adults, does he? What does he call us? Children. And there's a lot of aspects to that. Because you know what? Children like to have fun. And they like to anticipate things. And friends, I don't care if you're 99 years old or 65, whatever, God wants you to enjoy walking with him. He doesn't want it to be boring, right? God, no, there should be no boring days to a Christian. with all the tools that God has given us. But no one's arrived. Pastor Jimmy hasn't arrived. I haven't arrived. Pastor Johnny, Brian, and Angie Bishop, they haven't arrived. We're all on a journey. We're all under construction. You know, some are just a little farther along. But you know what? Because I know God spoke to me to share this with you. He wants you to learn the excitement and the newness of hearing the Holy Spirit. Just real briefly, the Holy Spirit, who and what is he? Well, he's the third person of the Trinity, right? He was involved in the creation of the universe and everything. He convicts us of sin. In John 14, Jesus calls him the Comforter. He teaches us God's will and direction. And in Acts, in the book of Acts, it says that the Holy Spirit would not allow Paul to go into a country. He protects us. The Holy Spirit kept him from entering a certain country. Isn't that interesting? And then this part I love. When Jesus was baptized, it said that the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. Every time I see a dove, I think of the Holy Spirit. It's gentle. It's quiet. It's just beautiful. The Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit. What I'd like to do is I'd like you to stand up. Everybody can stand up, kind of a first inning stretch. And I'm going to read the passage that we're going to be breaking down here. But I'd like us to pray before we read that, okay? Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you would open our eyes and our ears and our hearts to what you want to say to us. Father, lift up Jesus, open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts to see and to hear and to understand everything you have to say to us. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's going to be up on the screen, and we're going to read this. This is from 1 Samuel chapter 3. It says, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli, who was the priest in that day. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, here I am. And he ran to Eli and said, here I am, you called me. But Eli said, I did not call you. Go back and lie down. So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am, you called me? My son, Eli said, I did not call. Go back and lie down. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and said to Eli, went to Eli and said, here I am, you called me? Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there calling at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. And the Lord said to Samuel, see, I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears it tingle. You can be seated. So I want to briefly cover three areas that will help us in our journey of learning to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. First of all, Samuel heard the Spirit speaking. If you go to that next slide, slide number 4. Now look at this here, what it says in verse 3. The lamp of God had not yet gone out. And by the way, that was the lamp in the temple that they had to keep on all night. And it usually went out close to morning, but it didn't go out because they were to relight it again. It only lasted so long. So we know that by timing, this was sometime in the early morning, before the sun probably came up, but it says Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. So I just want you to notice there, where was Samuel? He was in the temple where the ark of God was. In other words, he was close to God. He was close to God. He had that desire to be close to God. He was, in other words, he was positioning himself to hear God's voice. Does that make sense? He was positioning himself to hear God's voice. And you know, I'll bet if you were to zoom in today's vernacular, he probably didn't go to bed with earbuds in his ear listening to music all night, right? He gave God space. He gave God the opportunity to speak to him. We're going to be talking a little bit more about that in a few minutes. Friends, God desires to speak to us. He desires to speak to us. We're made in his image. We're made to have fellowship with him. But like Jesus said, unless I go back to the Father, unless I die on that cross and go back, the Holy Spirit won't come. But I need to go so that the Holy Spirit will come. Now, hearing the Holy Spirit, like in Samuel's case, is it's gradual. You know, I remember when God really started speaking to me, it wasn't like it is now. I mean, it kind of is, but you learn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. You learn to make space. You learn how important it is for him to be in your life. If you could maybe go back to the other one of the slides for verse 7. But it says, Samuel did not yet know the Lord because he had never had a message from the Lord before. I'm reading the New Living Translation, but it's in verse 7. And it says that the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. He was a boy, okay? So he was learning. He was growing. In fact, in Luke 2:52, it says that, and Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature. See, friends, Jesus grew just like we have to, right? We're not born like we would if we walked with God for 99 years and we were seeking him every day. You know, there's a gradual growing there. In fact, I have a question for you. Remember the time where Jesus was confronted by the officials and they said, doesn't your master pay taxes? Of course he does. What did Jesus tell Peter to do? Go fishing. And Jesus, what did Jesus tell them they would find in the mouth of that fish? A coin. How did Jesus know that? Now let's just, Jesus was a man, but he was God, but he didn't cheat the system. He learned just like we do. How did he know that there was going to be a coin in that fish? The Holy Spirit told him, right? Just like today. The Holy Spirit's at work just like it was then. I love this quote by A.W. Tozier. It says, the one who does not expect God to speak will discount every time that God does speak. Does that make sense? You have to know and believe that God wants to speak to you and that he will speak to you, okay? So us learning to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, growing and recognizing his voice, it's a learning experience, just like building muscle in the gym. These big guys aren't big in one day. It takes training, okay? Okay, the second point I want to just cover is that Samuel acted upon what he heard, okay? Verses 4, 5, 6, and 8 state in these verses that when Samuel heard the voice of the Lord, what did he do? He got up. In fact, some of them say he ran. He got up and he ran. Friends, that's faith. When the Holy Spirit tells you to do something, do it. Don't wait. Windows closed, doors shut. Right, Brian? Do not wait when the Holy Spirit tells you to do something. In fact, I want to Remember how when God told Abraham that he was going to have a child in another year? What did Abraham do? He waited. So just like Eli, or just like Samuel ran when he heard God's voice, that's faith. But you know what? Even waiting is faith. How many know it takes faith to wait? I am not a patient person at all. I am not. I have to pray a lot for patience, and God is so faithful. But let us act when God, when the Holy Spirit speaks to us. Let's go to slide number 5. This is powerful. Friends, grab onto this, grab it with both arms, but look at this. This is what Jesus said in John chapter 10. It said that he, Jesus, goes on ahead of them and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. They know his voice. Friends, you can't do ministry without the Holy Spirit. It's absolutely impossible. You cannot live the Christian life without the Holy Spirit. You have to have him. He's your best friend. He needs to be your best friend. Look at the second part. In verse 27, Jesus says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them. And they what? Friends, if this is something new to you, grab onto this with both arms. Jesus wants to speak to you. The Holy Spirit wants to speak to you. But then he wants you to follow. We're not the leaders. We're followers. Even Pastor Jimmy, he's a follower. I'm a follower. Brian's a follower. We're following Jesus' voice. In fact, listen to this. This is Jesus said this. There's not a slide for this, but I'm going to read this in John 16. Jesus said, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what's to come. I want to challenge you, friends. Has the Holy Spirit told you what's to come? He's told me some things that are going to happen in my life. If you don't know, you need to know. Ask the Lord where he's sending you. I mean, he wants us to walk in the Spirit, but you should kind of know where you're going. God doesn't give us a map. Usually it's a compass. This direction, that direction, because it takes faith to go in that direction. In fact, in the book of Amos, the prophet says that surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plans to his servants. I want you to think about that one. I'm going to read that again. That's Amos 3:7 for those that are taking notes. Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plans to his servants. He lets us know what's coming up. He lets us know kind of where we're going. God doesn't want us to be like this. He doesn't want us to be groping. Who wants that? You know, if I tell my kid, man, if I tell my grandson, man, we're going somewhere on Saturday. He doesn't want to hear that. He wants to hear, we're going to go to Bay Beach, right? That's what he wants to hear. And that's what God wants for us. You know, I was, in 2006, I was at home praying. I remember the morning. I was in my living room downstairs praying. And the Holy Spirit said, I want you to put a group of people together and take them on a trip. That's exactly what the Holy Spirit said. And you know what? A couple weeks later, I didn't go to this church then, but I can tell you, friends, Dave and Debbie, I think you were here, I was standing right here because in those days, the altar was right here, wasn't it? When I first came here, the altar was right here. In 2006, when I came here, this is where the altar was. I remember speaking to the congregation, telling about this missions trip, and the pastor's wife and Sarah Bowes and another lady went with us to Buenos Aires. Kind of interesting. Fast forward to Monday, April 4th, 2011. I was at Green Bay First Church at the funeral of Pastor Ron Ross's son, Justin. How many were there at the funeral? I went home that afternoon. That was Monday, April 4th, 2011. And after the service, I went home and I literally laid out on the floor of my bedroom. I was praying and I said this one prayer during that time. And I said, Lord, I pray that you would grow that little church of New Freedom, that the death of this pastor's son would not be in vain, but that you'd use it to grow that church. And friends, as soon as I said that, the Holy Spirit said to me, that's where I want you to serve me now. And 2 weeks later, I was in that office with Ron Ross, and I told him what the Holy Spirit said. I want you to come here and serve me. Well, I had some responsibilities at my other church, but a short time, I was back. I was here. 2011, God spoke to me and told me to come here. Fast forward, August 2017. I'm at home. I'm eating my breakfast, doing my exercises, listening to the radio. And I hear a story about Freedom From Religion Foundation down in Madison, how they're bullying schools and county boards. I heard the Holy Spirit say, this is what he said. I want you to put a group together, get on a bus, go to Madison, prayer walk around that building and call those walls down. Friends, that is exactly what the Holy Spirit told me. How many were on that trip with us? Lystra was there. You went, Pastor Johnny. The Holy Spirit told me to do that. Friends, if you'd know my background, I mean, God desires in using weak things for his glory. I'm not much. In fact, without him, I'm zilch, nothing. But the Holy Spirit is faithful. And later that year, after we went down to Madison, I was at a prayer retreat, and God spoke two very significant things. The Holy Spirit told me two things that are going to happen in my life. Two things. And I'm holding on to those. He told me two things. So, the Holy Spirit is faithful. The third thing I want to cover quickly is, during the passage that we're going, that we're studying here, is Samuel was greatly used and honored by God. So he learned to hear God's voice. He acted upon what the Holy Spirit was saying. And then he was greatly used by God. Can we go to slide 6? Look at this, friends. Read this. It says, the Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel is attested as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word, and Samuel's word came to all Israel. I want you to look at that first, at verse 19. It said that he let none of his words fall to the ground. What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, what does God's word say in Isaiah about the rain? Every drop has a purpose, right? Every drop. And God says, every word that I have spoken will do its, will accomplish what I told it to do. Every word. In fact, what is a part in the old, in the King James, it says, every jot and tittle. I love that. Every jot and tittle will accomplish what I asked it to. You know, that what that says there is that every word that came out of Samuel's mouth had purpose. Can you say that about yourself? That every word doesn't fall to the ground? I'm asking God, friends, more and more. In fact, I prayed this morning, Lord, put a muzzle over my mouth that I don't say anything that you don't want me to say. I can't do that, but the Holy Spirit can. Help me to speak your words, not my own. Friends, I don't want you to hear Randy Bone. I have nothing to say. I want you to hear from the Holy Spirit. That's my heart. That when you walk out that door, you're like, wow, praise God. Not me. I have nothing to offer. But yet, because of Samuel's obedience and seeking the Lord, look what God did right there. In fact, in Hebrews 11, I love this verse, one of my favorites. God rewards those who what? diligently seek him. Friends, that is a no-brainer. God says, I will reward you if you seek me. I will reward you. What does that look like for the creator of the whole universe to reward you? But he said it'll only happen if you, what? Seek me. Friends, I can tell you right now, the minute that you turn and you're not, that you choose not to seek God, you're not getting anything. It's only when you're seeking. If you want to know more of God, he'll give you more. But therein, if you don't, he won't. It's that simple. I put some handouts, or actually had the secretary put handouts in your bulletin. You know, friends, this message was so significant that I wanted you to take these home because I want you to chew on this. Friends, Brian Bishop cannot do ministry without the Holy Spirit. Impossible. It can't happen. Angie Bishop cannot minister for the kingdom of God without the Holy Spirit. Impossible. Can't do it. You cannot do ministry, no missionary, without the Holy Spirit. So I want to just cover just real quickly these things that can help you to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit that's so important. Number one, ask God to help you hear. That's where it starts. Ask God to help you hear. The person of the Holy Spirit. In Isaiah, he says, your ears are open, but you hear nothing. You're hearing, but you're not hearing. You know, friends, I'll just tell you this. Every morning, first thing I do when I wake up, I open my Bible. First thing, and I literally put my hand in and I say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes that I might see things from your word. Show me the Father's will and glory. I do that every time. Because I can read this and not read it. Does that make sense? Friends, this is a supernatural book. It's supernatural. You need supernatural to even understand it. It's gobbledygook to the world. It's dirt. It's nothing. It's a comic book. But to a Christian that's in tune with the Holy Spirit, that's your life. That's your whole life. In fact, I'll share this tip, and this is at no cost. I had a friend that died a number of years ago. He was a retired pastor, and he told me this, and it stuck with me forever. And he said this. He said, Randy, you'll do well if every day you wake up reading God's word, and every night you go to bed reading God's word. And I've tried to do that. And God has honored that. Not for me, but for his glory. So, in fact, what did Samuel say? Speak, for your servant is listening. Speak. Ask God that. And the next point, it's in your handout there. Recognize, but just something to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to wind down here. Friends, you have the Holy Spirit, the devil, and your flesh. Those are the three voices. I hope you learn to recognize them. Ask God to help you recognize them. Okay? I have in the notes there, the voice of the devil will be condemning and accusatory. You! Look what you did! You think he's going to listen to you? You looked at that. Are you kidding me? You're not my child anymore. Get out of here. You're no good. I'm going to get you. That's the devil. God doesn't do that. You know, we sin. We do. And he says, my child, kneel at my feet. I have blood to cover that. I want you close to me. So the voice of the Holy Spirit will convict you. You know, Josh, you really want to look at that? You really want to go there? Please, please. That's the voice of the Holy Spirit. He's like a dove, friends. He's soft, gentle, and he's encouraging. I've asked you to go into that room with all those people and share this word. Be strong. You can do that. You think I can be up here saying this? Man, inside my knees are trembling. But the Holy Spirit is so faithful. The third point there is, this is so critical, friends. You know, we're in a day and age where the world is nuts. And people are nuts. They are. But it's supposed to be like that, because what did Jesus say? The devil is the ruler of this world. It's crazy. And I'll tell you something, friends. Our flesh does not want to be still. Our flesh does not want to be quiet. We have to discipline ourselves to that. Okay? This is one of my favorite passages in all Scripture. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still, which means what? That we're not still by nature. We're not. We want to go, 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 go every second of every day. We want to work out our own salvation. But look at from 1 Kings that Elijah, that God's voice was not in the great and powerful wind. In fact, I challenge you. That's why I gave you these notes. Go back and read these passages. God's voice was not in the great and powerful wind. God's voice was not in the earthquake. God's voice was not in the fire. God's voice was what? In the whisper. In the whisper. Friends, you need to leave space for God. I drive to work. It takes me 20 minutes every day. There's quite often where I just don't say nothing all the way to work. I don't listen to the radio. You know, there's times I'll just sit at home. When I'm done praying, there's times at home I'll just lay on the floor and I'll just lay there for 15, 20 minutes sometimes to just give God space. Give him space. And finally, Galatians 5:16. Paul says, walk by the Spirit. Walk by the Spirit. And I love an old theologian said, practice the presence of God. Practice the presence of God. He wants you to rest in his arms. He wants you to rest in his love. Because it's there, friends, that you're going to hear the Holy Spirit more apt than anything. Okay. All right. This is what I want to do. And we're going to bring the lights down. This is about a 2-minute song. But I just want you just to relax, rest, and listen to the words of this song, okay? I want to read this verse. This is from the Message Bible, and it's in Ephesians 4:30. And listen to this, and then we're going to play this song. He says, do not grieve God. Don't break his heart. His Holy Spirit moving and breathing in you is the most intimate part of your life, making you fit for himself. Don't take this gift for granted. I want us to... just a couple instructions before this song comes on. And I apologize, you know, we've gone over here and you might be a little antsy, and I've prayed over this service, and I'm trusting that the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you. Of course, he wants to speak to you. We're going to play this song. And during this song, if you want to come to the altar, you just want to sit at your chair, that's fine. But after the song is done, there's going to be no formal dismissal, okay? I'm going to have a few people up here that if you would like prayer for the ability to hear the Holy Spirit more clearly or whatever, we're going to have that opportunity. So after the song, you can stay and meditate, whatever you want to do, come up for prayer. But I just ask that the Holy Spirit is going to be working here, and even is now. So if you're going to talk I'd appreciate if you'd go out in the foyer and do it. Let's just leave this sanctuary just for a few minutes for the Holy Spirit to do his work. And after the song, I'm not going to say anything more, but if you want to come to the altar for prayer, I'll be up here. Pastor Johnny will be up here. Matt and Lystra, you'll be up here. So let's just give God a few minutes of space, okay? I was just thinking, I just wanted to say that if you, this, a lot of this is foreign to what we've shared here today, what I've shared, the first step is you need to know Jesus and have your life surrendered to him. And if you have never done that, I'd like you to come up as well if you're willing to take that bold step, and we'll pray with you to accept Jesus. And that's the start of hearing the Holy Spirit. That's the start. So, if you'd like prayer for anything, we want to give that opportunity here. And I want to be sensitive to Brian and Angie as well, so we'll try to end accordingly, and then you can talk to them back there at their booth. So if anybody'd like to come forward for prayer, please do so now. Lord, we thank you for what you've done here today. May you seal these words by your Holy Spirit. May your glory go with us, that we could make a difference in our workplace and in our homes. Help us, O God, to hear your voice more clearly, more distinctly. Let us grow closer to you in Jesus' name.